Good Wednesday morning, beloved. And again, thank you for joining me on this beautiful Wednesday morning for this edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we continue in our study of 1 Timothy, today in chapter 16. Today's reading offers instructions for church leaders and church helpers. In the early church, a church leader was also known as a bishop, who was the chief leader of a local congregation. Church helpers were also known as deacons, who had the task of serving people and taking care of their needs. So, don't let me forget that God's saving word for us this week is encouragement. So let's begin reading in 1 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. This is a true saying. If a man is eager to be a church leader, he desires an excellent work. A church leader, then, must be without fault. He must have only one wife, be sober, self-controlled, and orderly. He must welcome strangers in his home, and he must be able to teach. He must not be a drunkard or a violent man, but gentle and peaceful. He must not love money. He must be able to manage his own family well and make his children obey him with all respect. For if a man does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of the church of God? He must be mature in the faith so that he will not swell up with pride and be condemned as the devil was. He should be a man who is respected by the people outside the church so that he will not be disgraced, and fall into the devil's trap. Church helpers must also have a good character and be sincere. They must not drink too much wine or be greedy for money. They should hold to the revealed truth of the faith with a clear conscience. They should be tested first, and then, if they pass the test, they are to serve. Their wives also must be of good character and must not gossip. They must be sober and honest in everything. A church helper must have only one wife and be able to manage his children and family well. Those helpers who do their work well win for themselves a good standing and are able to speak boldly about their faith in Christ Jesus. As I write this letter to you, I hope to come and see you soon, but if I delay, this letter will let you know how we should conduct ourselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth. No one can deny how great is the secret of our religion. He appeared in human form, was shown to be right by the Spirit, and was seen by angels. He was preached among the nations, was believed in throughout the world, and was taken up into heaven. And today's key verse is 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, where Paul writes, those helpers who do their work well win for themselves a good standing and are able to speak boldly about their faith in Christ Jesus. And so according to today's reading, there are qualities that church leadership should hold. Now, whether it is as a bishop or a teacher, a leader in the church, or those that are helping out in the church, one of the things that Paul says is that you must be living your life in such a way that your life does not bring reproach to the church of Jesus Christ. And so we must learn that our faith in Jesus and the way that we serve our Lord is always lived out in front of an unbelieving world. They're looking at us, especially those that are actively involved in the church as leadership or as helpers, as deacons, Paul says, and the world is looking at us, and they're judging the veracity of the gospel message by how we live our lives. And that is a pretty awesome thought. So, beloved, you're going to have that little fish symbol on the backside of your car. You're going to go around telling people that you're a believer. You must be ready and able to live that out in front of them so as not to bring reproach on the Church of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Sovereign God, bless and care for the leaders and helpers of your church. Equip them with integrity and good sense, wisdom, boldness, courage, and love, that they may help the church become a reflection of your realm. By your Holy Spirit, empower me to speak boldly to others about my faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end this morning. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 16, where the Apostle Paul gives personal advice to his son Timothy. Until tomorrow then, beloved, just keep on letting that light shine before men. Let them see your good works, and that will give them cause to glorify the Father. God bless.